New heading, the sweet spot. Let's tie all of this together. Early in the book, I introduced the idea that everyone chooses one of two roads in life. One is the well-traveled road to mediocrity, the other road to greatness. We've explored how the path to mediocrity straitjackets human potential, and how the path to greatness unleashes and realizes human potential. The eighth habit is the pathway to greatness, and greatness lies in finding your voice and inspiring others to find theirs. Together, we've explored what we could call the three kinds of greatness: personal greatness, leadership greatness, and organizational greatness. Personal greatness is found as we discover our three birth gifts: choice, principles, and the four human intelligences. When we develop these gifts and intelligences, we cultivate a magnificent character full of vision, discipline, and passion that is guided by conscience, one that is simultaneously courageous and kind. This kind of character is driven to make significant contributions that not only serve mankind, but also reach and are focused on the One. Such character I would term primary greatness, whereas secondary greatness would include such things as talent, reputation, prestige, wealth, and recognition. Leadership greatness is achieved by people who, regardless of their position, choose to inspire others to find or create their voice. This is achieved through living the four roles of leadership. Organizational greatness is achieved as the organization tackles the final challenge of translating their leadership roles and work, including mission, vision, and values, into the principles or drivers of execution in an organization. Remember, clarity, commitment, translation, enabling, synergy, and accountability. These drivers are also universal, timeless, self-evident principles for organizations. I would like you now to envision a diagram that summarizes the relationship between personal greatness, leadership greatness, and organizational greatness. Organizations that govern and discipline themselves by all three truly hit what you might call the sweet spot. The sweet spot is the nexus where all three circles overlap: personal, leadership, and organizational greatness. This is where the greatest expression of power and potential is found. When you hit the sweet spot of a racket while playing tennis, or of the golf club when connecting with that little white ball, you'll know when you've hit it. It is exhilarating. It resonates. It just feels right. With no more effort than usual, that connection with the center releases a burst of power and the ball is sent soaring much further and faster than usual. It's another way of referring to the power that is released when you find your voice as an individual, team, or organization. So as you envision these three circles overlapping between personal greatness, leadership greatness, and organizational greatness, we'll call this eighth habit the sweet spot, where the voices have reached the ultimate level of unity and empowerment and beauty. And where that nexus is, there are four disciplines which, if practiced consistently, can close these execution gaps and vastly improve teams and organizations' ability to focus on and execute their top priorities. We'll call them the four disciplines of execution. Of course, there are dozens of factors that influence execution. However, our research suggests that these four disciplines represent the 20% of activities that produce 80% of results, as they pertain to executing consistently with excellence on top priorities. You will notice that these four disciplines are consistent with and flow out of the three areas of greatness. This sweet spot, this power-releasing contact point, is the set of the next step actionable rubber meets the road laser-focused practices that will enable a team and organization to consistently get results. Here is a summary of these four disciplines. The four disciplines of execution, 4DX, we sometimes call it. Discipline 1. Focus on the wildly important. There is a key principle that many fail to understand about focusing an organization. People are naturally wired to focus on only one thing at a time, or at best, very few, with excellence. Suppose you have an 80% chance of achieving any particular goal with excellence. Add a second goal to that first goal, and research shows your chance of achieving both goals dropped to 64%. Keep adding goals, and the probability of achieving them plunges steeply. Juggle 5 goals at once, for example, and you only have a 33% chance of actually getting excellent results on all of them. How vital it is, then, to focus diligently and intensely on only a few crucial goals. Some objectives are clearly more critical than others. We must learn to distinguish between what is merely important and what is wildly important. A wildly important goal, a WIG, carries serious consequences. Failure to achieve these goals renders all other achievements relatively inconsequential. Consider the situation of the air traffic controller. At any moment, hundreds of airplanes are in the air, and all of them are important, especially if you happen to be on one of them. But the controller cannot focus on them all at once. His or her job is to land them one at a time, and to do so flawlessly. Every organization is in a similar position. Few can afford the luxury of divided attention. Some goals simply must be landed right now. So if that next plane is not landed safely, you close down the airport. So how do we know which goals are wildly important and will best help us execute our strategic plan? Sometimes it is immediately clear and obvious. At other times, analysis is needed. The importance screen is a valuable strategic planning tool that will help you prioritize your goals by running them through the economic, strategic, and stakeholder screens. In other words, running the issues and the decisions through these screens will help you access which of all of the potential goals would bring the most leverage in terms of economic, strategic, and stakeholder benefits. You may wish to use the importance screen when determining your top goals. This is pathfinding at the cutting edge of action. In coming up with the WIGs, the wildly important goals, consider the following 3 screens. First, the stakeholder screen. What are the most important things you should do to fulfill the needs of your stakeholders? Customers, employees, suppliers, investors, and others all have a stake in these goals. Consider how the potential goals will increase customer loyalty, ignite the passion and energy of your people, favorably impact suppliers, vendors, business partners, and investors. Now let's look at the strategic screen. Consider how the potential goals affect the strategy of the organization, including whether or not the goal directly supports the organization's mission or purpose, leverages core competencies, increases market strength, and increases competitive advantage. Ask yourself, what is the most consequential thing we can do to advance our strategy? Now let's look at the economic screen. A wildly important goal must contribute to the overall economics of the organization in some direct or indirect way. Ask yourself, of all your potential goals, which few would bring you the most significant economic return? Consider the following: revenue growth, cost reduction, improved cash flow, profitability, velocity. Even in a nonprofit organization, economics are still crucial since organization must have cash flow to survive. Putting the goals through the stakeholder strategic and economic screens positions a clear why behind the what of each goal. In my estimation, a strategic plan will remain vague and lofty unless it is broken down into the 2 or 3 top priorities or wildly important goals, that is, the WIGs. Stakeholders at all levels of the organization should be involved in the identification of these crucial goals so that they have a greater level of commitment and understand the rationale behind each one. To achieve results with excellence, you must focus on a few wildly important goals and set aside the merely important. Since human beings are wired to do only one thing at a time with highest excellence, or at very best, a few, we must learn to narrow our focus. The reality is far too many of us try to do far too many things. Like an air traffic controller, we need to learn to land one plane at a time, to do fewer things with excellence rather than many with mediocrity. To practice this discipline, you must clarify your team's top two or three wildly important goals and carefully craft them to be in alignment with the organization's top priorities. To illustrate the underlying need for focus on the vital few, I invite you to watch a little film called It's Not Just Important, It's Wildly Important. This film is based on actual interviews we conducted with our own clients, not with actors. It illustrates the misalignment and lack of goal clarity that pervades most organizations. It is humorous, but all too indicative of the focus and execution problems most organizations face. Just slip the DVD into your DVD player, select this title, and sit back and see if you don't recognize a little of the organization you work for.